At this point in your training, you're getting a good idea whether or not you are called to be a Christian leader who is a minister called to reach the world for Christ in whatever your situation is like. Now, in that process to be a Christian leader, a mentor is so important, not just in your training, but in your life. Your ministry life. Maybe not just one mentor in a lifetime, but lots of mentors. I have many mentors. In fact, as I have grown in life, I've grown in the need for more mentors. I will be constantly looking for mentors, asking them to help me in a specific area. Everyone needs a mentor. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, in the process of talking about this, let me just make some interesting observations about Christian Leaders Institute. Now, mentors make things possible. Christian Leaders Institute training method works well with mentors. We have these correspondence classes that are beamed to you on your individual path. You find someone in your interest area to connect with who is further down that path. This thinking then could be applied to all levels of education and most topics. Now, let me talk about that briefly. What's neat about this is here you're called to ministry. And we have these classes, and there's lots of them. They're formal classes. It's extensive training. They deal with the cognitive practices of ministry and being called into ministry and doing ministry. But yet there's a local piece. Now, I want to contrast this to the way most of education operates in the world. Most of it operates in a factory model. You come to a factory, the teacher is the kind of the manufacturing machine, you're a cog, you come in, the teacher is an expert in a specific area, you leave the class with that specific area addressed. Now, that model of education really was perfected in the industrial age, and it has worked reasonably well for, you know, generations. Now, the internet has come along, and the internet allows to go back to a much more mentorship style where education is personalized. These classes that you're going to be taking here at Christian Leaders Institute are specifically on your path. You do them. But when you're in this style of education, there is something you lose. You don't have a teacher who's there in that expert area to mentor you in that subject area. So what's needed is that you find some help. And that's what Christian Leaders Institute and a local mentor relationship is all about. If you can find local mentors, it's something that can really help you become better at that ministry calling to reach more people and to do so more effectively. Now, I also mentioned that this can be done at all levels of education. That's right. I can envision that someday Christian high schools are set up where parents are more the mentors and co-oping of parents come together. And then the high school kids, for instance, can, you know, learn the cognitive with excellent professors. And then there's a mentor context and sports could be done there and so forth. You know, I think about that with Christian education. But so many ways that this could be applied. But it's the mentality of actually getting a mentor that becomes really important. So, yes, correspondence training is beamed to you on an individual path. You find someone in your interest area to connect with, and I really believe this thinking is only the tip of the iceberg of where this could go in the future. One more thing. I just want to point out that this thinking is basically the method of the church. So this method of the church, in the educational realm, if you think about it, each person is on his or own correspondence journey with the Word of God. That's a walk with God. The minister team, so those who are part of the local church, that team is a formal mentor structure that's in place. Now, maybe the team is only one pastor, it's a small church, but the pastor or the minister is the formal mentor for those who come to the church. And the Holy Spirit mentors and guides each person. And we read about that in Acts 14, is that the Holy Spirit is the counselor, the mentor. Again, I find this fascinating that Christian Leaders Institute and the whole training process is like the local church. The local church has a mentor structure in place. You know, elders, deacons, leaders in the community. You know, I remember growing up in my church and I felt like I had so many mentors right there in my local church. I had the pastor, and if I had a question, I'd just make an appointment. But in my own walk with God growing up, you know, that was my walk with God. Then I had my parents, they were some of my mentors. And if you don't have Christian parents, you at least have church leaders. You know, it is this powerful thing. And when education left the local context, it changed so many things. And some of those things were changed in the negative, where people left their local context. What Christian Leaders Institute does, and Christian Leaders Ministry does, is it returns training and mentorship to local churches where local pastors and local leaders are back in play in raising up the next generation of leaders. What I want to do next is I want to talk about how this whole mentorship thing is in the Bible, and how you can see that this understanding of leadership and development of leadership is right there in the Word of God. Now, I title this "Everyone Needs a Minister Mentor," and the reality is that even the Apostle Paul did. But I want to talk about one, and if you look in the book of Acts, verse 36, you read about Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. So here is a mentor in place in a structure of building and growing a local church. God set the structure up. Jesus came, died on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended on high. The early church was founded. There's Pentecost. And early in the book of Acts, we read about Joseph. And there is no question that he has this mentor call. So, what does motivate a mentor? A mentor is motivated to build a culture by investing in the lives of leaders with great potential. Mentors are motivated to help others because they love the culture they are helping to reproduce and expand. Now, this could be said of mentors in general, but if you apply this to the church, it's very powerful. So, when we have invited Christian Leaders Institute students to welcome mentors then into their lives, and these mentors may know the student or the leader, and sometimes they don't. I mean, you can request a Christian Leaders Institute mentor, for instance, to help you if you just don't have a local Christian leader mentor. An existing pastor whose experience comes into CLI, let's say they become a mentor and then they get involved for more training, we will even encourage them to find a mentor to become one them to a student that they have enrolled. Now, what I find interesting about this is that right away, mentor culture is formative. A mentor is someone who's down the path a little bit in general, but even here at Christian Leaders Institute, we find if this right away gets put into the DNA of your lifelong ministry training, and then maybe you become a pastor or a minister someday, ordained minister, and then right away you think about how you can raise up others, because everyone needs a mentor. Like I mentioned earlier, I still have mentors and I am still looking for mentors, because I realize that the leadership, they call that that relational capital, is so important. So everyone needs a mentor. So what does a mentor do? First of all, mentors are self-aware about their calling to build Christian culture. So Christian mentors are self-aware. In fact, they intuitively look for opportunities to help people fit in or make an impact. These mentors know that God is calling them to invest in the lives of potential difference makers. That is so interesting. Every Christian leader needs to be in a mentor culture. And mentors need to be seen. Mentors are recognized as leaders who notice those who need encouragement. Barnabas was that way. He, of course, encouraged the Apostle Paul to be the leader God had called him to be and to disciple him when he first became called on the road to Damascus. Acts chapter 4, verse 36 talks about Barnabas. This is what's said of him. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold the field he'd owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. The apostles called him Barnabas. Yeah, I find that fascinating that in the early church, it was already a structure of recognized mentorship, and names were even being changed from Joseph to Barnabas. From Joseph is his Hebrew name to Barnabas as son of encouragement. We have mentors already functioning in the early church, and they are recognizing these mentors in their role in the culture. I find that especially interesting, and we see that right away with Barnabas, the generosity of his spirit. Mentors are generous with their resources. They are not stingy. They take their resources of time and money and bring them to the feet of Jesus. Barnabas was generous with his resources. The second thing we read about Barnabas in the Bible is that he sold a field to help others in need. Mentors make connections. Mentors will introduce students or future students into ministry opportunities. They leverage who they know to help new leaders get opportunities for ministries. Barnabas did this to the point of taking a risk with Saul after Saul was first called by Jesus. We read in Acts 9, verse 27, that Barnabas took Saul to the apostles, even though everyone else was afraid of Saul. I mean, this is incredible. Often, mentors are connectors. They see something in someone, and they take a risk. Now, I grant you, I'm going to just tell you that I have been a mentor for many over the years, and there is risk involved. Not everyone works out. We seek to open doors as mentors because everyone needs a mentor. Because when you first start out as a Christian leader, maybe you're a new called Christian leader, maybe you've had a past like the Apostle Paul. In those days, he was named Saul. He had a past and people didn't trust him right away. And maybe you have that. So a mentor is needed to someone else to get to know you, someone else that believes in you, that can promote you to others. It becomes really important as you start out to get a mentor. Because what happens is these mentors become promoters. Mentors appropriately and publicly build up a potential leader. Mentors talk that leader up. Mentors tell positive stories about that potential leader. These potential leaders, they don't threaten their mentors. Their mentors want them to succeed. And even after those initial promoting connections, mentors stay connected. Ministry capital is ultimately about leaders partnering together and building a culture that honors Christ. Those who go before students later work with those very students. Mentors really stay connected with their potential leaders even after they have left the preparation stage and are now ministering. Now, for me, I have seen this now here at Christian Leaders Ministries since 2001. I have now been connected with hundreds, thousands of leaders. Now, it gets more difficult for me because the impact of Christian Leaders Ministries is global and going all over. And I've noticed that leaders that I've been part of raising up are now raising up others and being connected. We have mentor ministers. We have local ministers promoting others, ministers promoting others in other countries, all over the globe. This process of mentorship with training and mentors locally helping out, it is absolutely amazing what God is doing as we return to this biblical way of understanding. And I'm impressed. And the one thing I learned over the years is, in some ways, I have to keep becoming less, and the structure of leaders becomes more. Mentors desire to become less. An effective mentor is looking for people who will exceed them in impact. They will invest and encourage leaders to be their best for God. You know, I always am amazed that Jesus said, "It's better that I leave you and that you become greater." And I remember as a young person, why would Jesus say that? But now I see that's so true, that it's all about the leadership of more leaders, multiplying leaders, mentoring other leaders, helping other leaders, mentor other leaders. And what happens is God's kingdom is powerfully advanced. Mentor and mentors are not afraid of doing their own thing then. The relationship of mentor and mentored can change even as circumstances change. Look at Paul and Barnabas. They parted company over a disagreement. Now, I'm so glad this stayed in the Bible. Sometimes a sponsor, a mentor, and the one who is being sponsored or mentored disagree about something. And this disagreement in the kingdom of God does not have to be this thing that hurts the movement. In fact, God uses things like that, new visions, new seasons, and in this case, it was over a disagreement over Mark. And we even find later in the Bible that the Apostle Paul and Mark get reconnected. So it's not like it was this permanent disagreement in Christ. Things that have different seasons occur. And people can have disagreements. You know, some of the most amazing churches have been planted over disagreements. Now, it can be messy, and sometimes there's dissension that has to be repented from. But sometimes there are churches, I believe, that just are ready to plant churches, and maybe they're not self-aware of how the mentoring process goes. I mean, to me, when I see someone who's got a vision, they're a person filled with integrity, and when I was a church planter, the last thing I wanted to do is hold them back. I wanted to send them out and build the kingdom even more. And that's what happens. It's fascinating to me what God is doing in life. And I tell you, I love staying connected. There's ministry capital. Mentors will connect students in a culture so they'll be able to be more effective and minister in that culture. Mentors will play an important role in connecting students to people, expectations, and opportunities for effective ministry. Everyone needs mentors. And as you are mentored by a generous mentor, then as open doors are given to you, you want to open doors for others. And again, this is something to be so self-aware about. All along your ministry training, immediately start thinking about how you can open doors for others someday. In the next presentation, we're going to talk about that everyone truly is a mentor. But you start that seed of being a mentor by becoming mentored and always having that concept, like you need to learn something. You need to grow. You need connections with others. And what starts happening, that self-awareness, and that discussion of self-awareness builds Christian capital. The elements of building Christian capital must include a self-aware discussion of what makes a Christian culture sustainable for generations. I find the topic of ministry training fascinating in relationship to how that training function works within a specific people group. Now, what's interesting to me, and it continues to always be interesting to me, is how each culture of the world understands the building of leaders. But I find it goes back to the book of Acts. Like, there is a social capital function. There is a leader function. And for many years, the seminary systems and the education systems were one that would take people out of that local structure and function. And then all of a sudden, people would find their way somehow. But at Christian Leaders Institute, through these correspondence types classes where there's local mentorship, you can stay where you're at and then cross-pollinate. You know, you think about that word cross-pollinization, where Christian Leaders Institute training comes in and helps you with ideas you didn't necessarily think of, but you're still in your mentor connection. So as you are going forward on your training, understand it's truly about getting mentored and being mentored the rest of your life. It is about looking for more leaders. You know, I can look back at my life and I see Marty Ozinga was in my first church and I asked him to mentor me, and he did. Rich DeVos, I asked him to mentor me in areas of the kingdom. Steve Elzinga was a little my senior as a minister and I asked him to mentor me. My board members at Christian Leaders Institute and Institute and Ministries, I mean, it's all about mentorship. It's about what do I need to learn from others. And then what I find is that these mentors launch me to be a mentor for others. And then there's interesting when peers come into my life, you know, I'll ask someone who is basically my age, will you mentor me? And they say, no, I'll partner with you. And a lot of times mentors become partners. Hey, let's cross-pollinate each other. You know, I don't really feel older or a generation, but I'm a partner. And maybe that's how it often is. As you become more and more in ministry, you know, you still have the mentality, what can I learn and how can someone mentor me? But, you know, you become partners and that becomes colleagues and, you know, all of that. But it still comes with that idea. What can I learn? How can I be teachable? So as you are on this ministry training journey, that is what I challenge you to do is say, Lord, who can you put in my life? It's like the Holy Spirit. It's a counselor. Lord, Holy Spirit, just always teach me through your word. Ah, do you see? It really is indigenously a Christian thing. The Bible, in a lot of ways, is the correspondence course that we access every day. And the word of God is there. And the Holy Spirit encourages us. If we have a question, maybe we'll ask our local minister, or we'll, in these courses, we'll learn ministry training along the way. So this seed, this operating system of being teachable and getting mentors is vitally important as we become ministers and reach people and encourage people in our Lord Jesus Christ.